This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic. We are now starting our second season. Woohoo! So today we are listening to our insight and our own intuition with answering an email from a listener.
We are so excited. We got an email from a listener. Yay!
And okay, wow.
I'm so excited. Okay, so
I love your excitement.
I am so excited because this is one thing I really, really wanted to reach out to our listeners about so we can offer our assistance and give them a reading and provide direction.
Okay, so we are going to just go off and running and try to catch up. No, Iriana is, I believe that's how we pronounce it. I hope we're pronouncing it, Iriana, correctly.
Mm-hmm. She's from
Florida.
We're gonna withhold a little bit of personal information here, just her first name only. Can we say her age?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If she's 20, we want to say her age because that's awesome.
We also found that so many young people are really reaching out and digging into their own spiritual gifts.
Yes.
And
trying
also
to navigate it.
Trying to navigate it as part of also like living on their own, maybe for the first time, and then also, you know, working with their gifts for the first time.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Which we relate to and very much because we were very alone in that journey. Okay, so we wanted to say that we looked at your question. We did a preliminary reading on our own, and then we're going to read you our results and give you our feedback on this. So right now, I'm going to read the email that Iriana sent in. Okay. Hi, Julie and Angelina. My name is Iriana. I live in Florida. I'm 20 years old. Ever since I was little, I kind of felt more connected to the spiritual world. When I was around 3 years old, I would tell my mom that I saw little black figures on top of our neighbor's roof that would wave at me, but when she looked, they weren't there. Throughout my life, I've seen these little black figures in other places, kind of out of the corner of my eye or in the distance. However, I'd never really felt scared of them. I didn't necessarily feel at ease either, but just didn't feel like they would wound me. That being said, I've never felt uneasy or felt something else among my own home. I felt it at parks, at friends' houses, or basically anywhere else, but I have never felt anything in my own home. In March, when quarantine started, my mom started staying with me at my house. She usually lives with her partner, but since he works at the hospital, I told her she should stay somewhere else just in case. Within a few weeks of her staying with us, she told me she would sometimes hear voices at night. She would call me into her room and have me listen for them, but I could never make them out. She said she could only hear them when there was water running, specifically from this little water fountain we have for our dogs and cats. I did some research and I found out that some spirits can channel water to communicate. A few weeks go by and I start waking up with scratches on my body. At first, I thought maybe my cat scratched me and I didn't remember, but they started appearing in strange places where I know I wouldn't get scratched by my cat. Or they'd be pretty deep cuts that I wouldn't know and remember if they were from Luna. One morning I woke up with a horizontal line across my wrists and an X on the other hand. Sometime along these weeks, I noticed one of my dogs was crying a lot at my door and I heard something around the back door of the house. I stepped out to look for what it was and there seemed to be nothing, but my dog was still growling towards the dark back of my house and then whimpered and hid behind me. After a couple of months of this had gone by, I decided to make a Ouija board to see if maybe I could contact whatever it was in my house. This was only after I had tried regularly burning sage, Palo Santo, incense, cleansing with moon water, and any other cleansing practice I could think of. I drew up the Ouija on a piece of poster paper and tried using a small glass jar as a planchet, but it seemed like it was too heavy. Then I made one out of a thin metal cup that tea lights sometimes come in. I greeted the Ouija and asked if there was anything in my home. It slid to yes. I didn't even believe that this would work, so I kind of thought I was subconsciously moving it. I lifted my arms up just so my fingertips were resting on it and asked if it was mad at me. It said no, and then I asked who it was mad at. Very quickly, it spelled out my mom's name. We're going to omit the name here. I wanted to think I was making it up. I asked why it spelled out her name, and then it went to the number one. After this, it started sliding quickly from Z to O. I recognized the danger and quickly said goodbye to the Ouija and lit protection candles and lit my Palo Santo. The next day, I went to a local metaphysical store and bought a mandrake root, black salt, and clear quartz to place in each corner of my mom's room. I also have placed bowls of Florida water throughout the house and cleansed the air regularly. I usually wear a necklace with my mom's name on it, but I've been taking it off to sleep recently and have noticed less scratches. I don't know if this is if the spirit is still in my house. Thank you, Ariana.
Thank you.
I'm going to let Julie go first because she gets information coming to her so quickly when you're in a situation like this psychically. So you go.
Well, thank you for reading. I think it's very helpful to read the email out loud because other listeners that might be practicing their psychic intuition and their gifts can listen to you read that email and then start to pay attention to what is coming up for them. And this is what it's all about. You know, it's using this platform as not only a way to practice your own gifts in a very supported environment, but to push yourself a little bit too. Mm-hmm. So I want to say that this is, you know, a real collective mm-hmm. in raising our vibration.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, just to speak to that, like emerging into your gift, because obviously Ariana has gifts. She has talents. She's tapping into this. She's being touched, scratched by spirits. She's having these metaphysical experiences. So she internally has a gift and she's trying to navigate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ariana, I want to point out a couple of things first that hats off to you for doing so many things really well. You know, going to a metaphysical store or getting, you know, knowing that you need to put some protection in your room or in your mom's room or just, you know, burning and clearing the energy in your house. Is a really great start for, you know, raising the vibration and also asking for some protection. Along with that, I want to add, you know, so instead of the black salt, using Himalayan pink salt. And it can be even found just in grocery stores, you know, the pink salt, I've seen it in most grocery stores, and putting pink salt in little bowls or dishes around is going to be a more effective protection than the black salt. Also, mandrake, I see that as being too strong and too far of a departure from what it is that you want to call in and what it is that would be the most beneficial for the house. So I'm thinking like lavender, you know, just sage, having some lighter elements.
Right. So, I mean, we're giving you accolades for going out and protecting everything, but they seem to be a little bit on the darker spectrum, which might perpetuate some dark energy flourishing.
And they're heavier than they need to be.
Yeah.
So both Angeline and I, when we read, when we pulled cards and talked about this and just used our intuition, we did not see it as a dark entity, especially one that, you know, was attached to you. Some of this stuff, it came in with your mom. And the part about, you know, like your mom hearing voices while water is running, I know many psychics that that's how they receive information, often at the kitchen sink when their water is running. Spirit energy will often use water as an element to get their message across. And it's a very fast, clear charge. I don't know if she's just hearing mumblings or if there's any specific words that are coming through.
Right.
That's just, I want to validate that water running is a great thing and a great way to hear what's coming through. I want to encourage you to start raising your vibration by having really strong boundaries. Being well boundaried with your mom and knowing what is yours and what is not yours.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to say something, Angelina?
Can I say?
Can I bust,
I'm going to bust in. Okay, from what Julie said, I just want to say that my first hit is your mom needs to leave. She's just got to get out of your space. And I'm gonna read you what came up for me in the reading as well. And Julie's going to pipe in at any moment. Okay, so I looked at who is bothering you. First thing that came up is it's not bothering you, it's bothering your mother. A person she did not know she loved but was partnered with for a short period of time is bothering you now in the house. And
so someone that has passed on.
Yeah, passed on. This person easily overcame her on every aspect, was controlling to her. There was nothing but arguments between them. She was always disappointed that this person did not see her inner beauty. There was nothing about this person that just said, oh, she's lovely. They just saw her as awful in conflict and arguing all the time. So why is this person here? This person wants to complete their cycle, their contract with the mother.
Are they asking for forgiveness?
It sounds like it, because they want to complete the cycle with the mother.
Yeah. Like there's something about an emotional charge that needs to be completed.
Yeah. But they're also like doing this physical attack on the daughter. So it's like, I have more on that later here.
Okay.
But it's weird. Cause it's like, it has a playground to play in now. So it's like, oh, you don't want to face it, I'm going to mess with her. But there's also other responsibility in here. So going back to what Julie said about she doesn't see it as a dark entity, this entity wants to let you know, the mother, that you are lovable and have the ability to be successful in love and do not need to relive the past cycles. So what does it want? It wants you to let go of the sorrow to spearhead in new feelings without fear. I'm assuming in your relationships. So, Ariana, you are bothered by your mother's situation, half hoping by her coming into your house will result in a change. This change has to do with a decision she made long ago and never processed, and now it is knocking at her door for all to see. So why are you getting scratched? This entity is toying with you for trying to spearhead your mother's issues, showing you although you are virtuous, you cannot escape the imprint of your mother's grief. You cannot do the work for her.
Boundaries.
Yep. So basically, I know it's kind of harsh to say, but she kind of has to go. What can you, Ariana, do to protect yourself? Let go of protecting your mother. You have people in your own life, unlike that you witnessed in your mother's life. Trust what you are doing for yourself and stop giving unlimited support to your mother. She must fight some of her own battles. Put yourself first. About the scratches, I got this. The more you acknowledge them, the longer they stay. Truth be told, it is too difficult to hurt you mortally. The marks disappear when you follow your own path away from them.
Nice. Boop. All right. So my reading on the scratches was about overshooting. Like they're trying to get your attention, Ariana, because whatever is in the house is trying to get your attention because they are aware of your psychic abilities and the possibility that maybe you would then go back to your mom and say, hey, you know, this is coming up, and also to receive validation for your gifts. It's like the entity is just overshooting the basket, mm-hmm. and trying to contact you and let you know that it is there.
Because it's not getting through to the mom. I mean, the mom did hear the voices, but the mom isn't facing up to doing anything about the situation that is coming up for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just because you have psychic abilities does not mean it is your responsibility.
Right.
To then fix something or someone.
This is what we really wanted to hit on. Yes. So you are emerging with your psychic abilities. It's obvious because you experienced this whole thing in your email, especially with a close family member. It usually comes with close family members, people in your family group. Is that true? Yeah, mostly. Okay. Let's check that. Fact check. Anyway, yes. At any rate, you have abilities. So this is an opportunity for you to figure out your boundaries, how you want to use your gift, what it means to you.
And managing the power of that.
Managing it. Exactly.
So when you did the Ouija board.
That was like huge and
validating.
I'm going to say really validating, really good. She's like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
Get the Ouija board. She made it herself. Yes. And then, okay, but can we have a sidebar conversation about Ouija boards?
Sure. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Never.
Ever. Mess with Ouija boards.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Reason why. Yeah.
It is the quickest way to open a porthole for other things to come in and see your bright light.
Yep. Because if you're a bright light and you can tune into them, just imagine it like the plane of existence that you live on. Like right now, wherever you are, there's like 10 people around you.
Yes.
Spirits who have died. And then magnify that by 100 by all of them. And they're just hanging out because they don't know what happened yet.
Yes.
And they want to go back and fix it. They want to relive something. They're not ready to move on.
They're just hitchhiking.
It's a hitchhiking. It's a low vibration. It's not information from the higher good.
Ariana, you have the ability to tap into these answers without any tools. You can do this without any tools. You can do this without tarot cards. You can do this without a pendulum, and you can do this without a Ouija board.
Yes.
It takes a little bit of time. It is a little bit slower, and it will be absolutely accurate. You are being shown signs already.
Already, yeah, you are.
You're being shown signs.
Yeah.
Your new planchet is really going to be, you can hold a crystal for a high vibration and reach out to your guides. You can in meditation say, I'm calling on my guides and ancestors who are willing and able to assist.
Yes. And when you go into it, be open to get the information. It will come into your head. And then when you're done, close out. And the more you do this, the quicker it'll come, and you'll be connected to a higher vibration instead of having to deal with things you're not sure about or scratches and
in
a plethora of beings that just want a quick ride.
Yes. When you, and then another sidebar, closing out, what do you say at close out? I say thank you for
the information and the guides to help me. Just like normally, like you're talking to someone.
So it is?
And thank you, amen, or whatever your goodbye is. I'm closing out. Thank you, goodbye.
I like that.
Just something simple.
Okay.
Whatever it means to you to say goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're laying in bed, if you know, you can also, you don't even need to have anything physical from a store. You can image gargoyles in each corner of the room that's protecting all the bedrooms or all the rooms of the house. I have two Dobermans that I image, for protection. Also, I was going to say, along with boundaries, keep paying attention to your dog's reactions. I think that was,
are helping you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dogs are highly attuned
to spirit world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't bark necessarily at just negative spirits.
Right.
They can get their hackles up with any energy.
Yeah.
That is affecting the house.
Mm-hmm. I just want to give a special thanks to Julie for talking about imaging things, because I didn't do that till I met Julie, and it's actually helped me a few times. So what she said about imaging gargoyles in the rooms and in the corners of the rooms and stuff, seriously try that. Just like project something that's going to protect you, put it around you, and once you get used to doing that, you can literally walk around in a bubble and be protected.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that before. Fighting things off they came, and never realized that I could protect myself.
Well, that's a very tiring way to do work with psychic abilities, because you are always on the defense.
Yeah.
You know, you're just always defending yourself.
Yeah.
I want to really encourage people to get on the offense.
Yeah.
Dribble that ball up the court, baby. you can also image protection for your mom, and that's where the boundary, that can be a full assist for your mom right there. Just like I'm imaging Mother Mary with you, and I am going to image, whatever it is, of protection, healing light, a cocoon of white light around your mom, as she is going to sleep. That is really all that we can do. There's work for your mom to do on her own.
There is work, and helping her get on her own again, is going to help you too. So just think of that, like reverse transitioning her back to her house and following up with her to see how she deals with what happened in your house.
Yeah.
It obviously came to light because something needs to be looked at.
Yes. And I think you're so accurate about the scratches. Like, hey, I need to get your attention because your mom is not
paying attention.
Not paying attention.
Right. Yeah.
Or not opening her third eye to this.
No, exactly. Even though the mom was hearing voices and asked her to come, just wasn't really putting the responsibility on anything that had to do with herself, which she has to look at.
Yeah. So continue to do the great work that you're doing. And if any of our listeners out there picked up on something that maybe we missed.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Look at it too.
It's a group effort. And this is exciting work. So, Iriana, I hope that felt supportive. If you please reach out to us again if you need more support.
Oh, definitely. If you need more support, we can go more in depth with you with a reading. We're happy to give anyone a reading that wants it. You know, we don't want to put everybody's private information out there on the air forever. So if you have specific questions and you want a half hour, 60 minute reading, email us and we will set you up with a time.
Yeah.
Also,
full moon coming up. And
Julie has a great idea. Say it.
On Sunday, so Sunday evening
at
7:30, if you're here in Portland, Oregon, and you would like to come up to the cauldron, the volcano of Mount Tabor. I'm going to just put out a bunch of yoga mats and we are going to set intentions and meditate and raise our vibration.
Around the same time that people downtown are protesting.
Yeah.
Scary things are happening. We're going to try to put an effort out there to raise the vibration and consciousness towards love and peace.
And love.
In love.
Yeah. All right. Big air hugs to all you guys.
Yay.
Thanks.